Allow yourselves to move into higher alliance, higher value, higher relevance. So when we keep saying higher, what we're pointing ourselves to is the etheric door. In other words, just imagine there is a portal leading to higher, they're saying galaxy, but in essence, it's us. So what we're doing is recognizing what truly already exists, what truly is already available, what truly is already inviting us to partake. So we're the ones that say yes. We're the ones that curtsy and bow. We're the ones that pass the time not. So when they're saying pass the time, like just staying in the old vibration, in the old tradition. And so as we're passing the time not, we're leaving that timeline and moving into love's assurance. So as you will receive the keys, as you will receive the golden harmonics, in other words, there's an energetic availability, there's an energetic overlay, there's an energetic override that is pressing upon you, because in essence, this is the whole agreement all along. So what happens is when we assimilate, we get like tethered. In other words, we get programmed or focusing on this false illusion of fear. So as we wake up, we want to have that sense of liberation. We want to have that sense of pride of establishment, where we're easily transferring our focus, transferring our reality, transferring our allegiance to an energetic, how do I put this, like offering that in essence is us. And so when you receive it, when you feel it, when you stand upon it, it has a glow, it has a sunshine, it has a true remembrance, where as we're remembering our truth, as we're remembering our light, as we're owning our available proximity, that is our holy conclusion. In other words, that's our next step, because we're giving ourselves favorable pastime. In other words, we're giving ourselves the kingdom, we're giving ourselves light, we're giving ourselves truth, we're giving ourselves wholeness. So nothing can ever be missing of what is needed and valued, because we're restoring ourselves easily. They keep stressing this idea of easily, because this is overriding an old constriction where there's a time that has to pass and there's a struggle that must occur. So these are just beliefs. And so the more that we acquire our brilliance, we don't need the linear time lag. We don't need the struggle, but we do need the consent. So when we consent, we're parting ways with our past consideration and opening ourselves up to a new lifestyle. So this is the heralding of the new earth. This is the heralding of the keys of the kingdom. That is a foot. So a foot is upon you. So we want to be very liberal with our self-prejudice. And what they mean is like, consider yourself, lather, bathe, surround yourself, enlighten yourself. Because the way that we part ways with distraction is we attune to source rather than the old pastime, rather than the old folly, rather than the old, dismal scenarios, woe is me, it's always I'm powerless again, someone's doing something to me. So that's the old perception, and that's just going to continue for all those that are standing by. So as we swing the door open wide, we join with heaven's consent. We join with our new reality. We join with our new place. Excuse me. We join with our new timeline. We join with our new comrades. So when we say comrades, you want to feel these beings of light. You want to feel masters. You want to feel your own holy self. You want to feel this like congratulatory, like, life stream, beam, energy, fellowship that is all around you. So as we pay heaven's consent, as we open up to our true proximity. So proximity is, it's a foot away. It's a stone throw away. It's within our very reach. It's within our very reach. So it's not a struggle, it's a consent. So the consent's gonna feel like, how do I explain it? There's like a little moments of hesitation where, oh my gosh, if I go here, I'm giving up my old seat that I worked very hard for, that I understand, that I know, that I'm counting on. So there's a little bit of that leap of faith that occurs, because at some point you have to follow blindly without sort of like the guarantee. So how you do that is you're trusting your heart, you're trusting love's intuition, you're trusting your higher self, you're trusting your I am presence, you trust all that's around. So what we're receiving is not in the physical I stream, but in the spiritual, they're saying commotion. When they say commotion, it's like a bubbling. It's like enlivening. And so we're all coming to rest upon it. We're all coming to recognize it. We're all coming to be stirred. So allow yourself full liberal pleasure. In other words, allow yourselves to proceed. Allow yourselves to be assisted. Allow yourselves to go beyond freely. So what you're gonna realize is when you say yes, there's like a spring in your step or your jump, or you're like canvassing where there's very easy access, and they're showing me the card Believe and Succeed. So it's all around us for our due consideration. So this is where we're dropping the old timeline, we're dropping the old facts and figures of what we really think about our life is all about. And we're consenting to being delivered, because we're opening up to our future stance, which is, once we agree to it, it's our now present. So even like every time we say future, it's really all here in the now. So we're speeding up time in that we no longer have to wait. We are the ones that consent, we're the ones that agree, we're the ones that stand upon. So allow yourself to tidy up. When they say tidy up, it's go for it, align, walk through the portal, receive your light, leave your old seating, move into the new tomorrow. And you're trusting heaven's blessing. You're trusting love's assistance. You're trusting your I am devotion. You're trusting your true placement. So your true placement is, it's already here. We have to come upon it, meaning like we have to notice it. So once we notice it in consciousness, it becomes us. It becomes our new agreement. So allow that to take hold, allow that to be fortified. Fortified is everything in our new reality is being triumphed. In other words, it's all being like reassessed, because we've made a bidding for a new placement. So everything comes alive, meaning everything now reports to the new circuitry. We're not creating as much as we're establishing, meaning we're agreeing upon what already exists in creation, that we're drawing near, that we're receiving, that we're standing upon. So again, everything shifts. And so we want to remember that all of this was formulated, all of this was made, love's assurance, before we took our incarnation. So it's not like, help, we need some help. It's sort of like it's ready planned. In other words, it's ready to be delivered upon our consent. So in essence, it's been here all the time. We are the ones awakening to all the available circuitry. So allow that to be received, allow it to take hold, and then allow that offering that you've now abided with to be offered. To be offered to the collective, to be offered to all your true friend groups. And when they say friend groups, It's like personal friends, work friends, family friends, geographical friends, neighboring countries, countries on the other part of the earth, essence in other dimensional realities. So again, it's like we keep expanding who we're with, because again, we're not really the individual, we're really the sum total, meaning the one. So this is where, when we offer those blessings, we recognize our own sunshine, in other words, our own face of familiarity. So we come upon ourselves, we draw upon ourselves. So we're offering that light and due consideration. It's especially helpful, by the way, when you offer it to one you may have some strife with, or you haven't 100% forgiven, or there's some tension. So when you offer that blessing, it's like, it's sort of like sealing your fate, because you're agreeing to that higher relationship that coincides with your very existence. So when you offer that blessing to another, it's let's receive the new, right? Let's receive the light. Let's receive the healing. So allow that to be duly noted. So beautiful. Allow the sun to shine. So we're receiving the benefit of the light that we receive through and through, that we offered to all others. And just feel that light shimmering. You may feel it shimmering through you, responding to your DNA, however it is activated. You want to feel pressed upon. In other words, you want to feel that heavenly glow. If you don't particularly feel anything, then just hold the intention that you are glowing. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Thank you, everybody, for being fully